Look, Kieran, first of all, congratulations lifting that cup. I'm sure good feeling.
It's an honour to play alongside these boys, and to lift the cup is just unbelievable. They're a great bunch of lads, and it's like a brotherhood day to play along with them. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Took a lot of effort and a tight game.
Kilcare, a very good side. You can see we played them in the league before, and they were missing a few boys, and now they stepped it up, and they're a very good team, and I feel privileged to play alongside them, or against them.
Got the couple of goals, and you probably needed them.
We definitely did. A few goals wins games. That's what we were always told, and that's what the case was today. So
yeah. And it was nip and tuck, as you said. A little worried, I'm sure, when Kilcare went ahead towards the end, were you?
Very worried, because once you score, you get momentum, and you nearly finish the game. But we kept it up by two of them, and I'm happy out there.
Got a couple of late scores, and that was a big kick from Conor Gormley at the end.
I wouldn't have been able to do it. That's for sure anyway. But great score from Conor. I'm so happy to bring a trophy back to the club.
Yeah. What does this mean for the club? It must mean a lot.
The club's on the way up, and you can see with the seniors as well that we're looking for a promotion as well. And this is where we're developing young players to come up, and that's what we're trying to do.
Yeah. And won it, you know, deserved to win it. I think you only lost two games all season.
Two games. It was in our county final, league final against Bundoran, and our first game against St Michael's. And we just knew we needed to bounce back after that county final loss. So
look at it anyway, congratulations and enjoy
you,
tonight.
Okay. Well.
Okay, thanks. Ali, I know when I spoke to you during the week, you said you were very worried about this game. You had every reason to be, I think.
Absolutely. Beating Kilcare in the league semi-final at the time, I even said it when we were walking off the pitch, it was possibly one of the worst things that could have happened to us. We went on to a league final and we didn't turn up, because one thing and another, we felt we talked about this long and hard after the league final, that we were just too complacent going into it. And thankfully today the boys have learned their lesson and came good today.
Yeah, it was a very nervous start, wasn't it?
Very nervous start. Both sides, I'd say, even very nervous start, and was all a game of cat and mouse to start with. We've been very defensive all year, and it nearly took the game to open out in the last 15 minutes before proper football was played. Nearly, we were lucky enough with a couple of goals we got. They were fortuitous enough, and but we felt coming into half time that we were in a good enough position. We were 3 points up, but we knew we still had Kane Parrott come in for us. Kane having missed, you know, most of the last three or four games, and we knew we could call on him, and he came in and kicked a couple of very, very good frees, one particular one on his left foot there, which was vital. Then I have nothing but the highest of praise for Conor Gormley and Shane McNamee. They gave up playing for Derry City today to play with us. And Conor, that was a fantastic strike of the ball there, under the most severe pressure at the end, to win a county final.
Yeah, two very important men, because I think Shane got a touch for the first goal as well. We weren't sure, but I think he got a touch for the first goal and got dragged down for a free there at the end as well, which was vital.
Yeah, Shane's a very, very pacey player, and there's no, you can't beat pace. Young fella, if he's going direct at you, you have to be fouled to stop a guy with pace. And fair play to him for making the commitment to us. The two lads have been with us all year, and it would have been a travesty if they had missed out today.
Yeah, as you said, you were three up at half time, went four up, were in a good position, and all of a sudden you were found yourself on the back foot again.
Yes, it has been the case all year, Tom. We were ahead in the Northern Regional final by the same score, and in the county semi final, and both times we came back to be led by the opposition, and we were warning them in there not to let this happen again, but lo and behold, it did. But in fairness, they kicked on there at the end, and you know,
and we have to say that was a huge kick from Conor Gormley at the end.
It was a fantastic strike of a ball, so it was a fantastic strike. And Conor is an excellent dead ball striker anyway, but that was an exceptional kick under that pressure.
Yeah. What does this mean for Milford?
It means, Tom, we took this, Conal McFadden and Paul Greer and Barry McNulty, we took this with a view to developing the players for the bigger picture of getting them into senior teams, and we've been fairly successful at that, with 12 players either starting seniors or reserves. Our senior team is a very young team, and you know, they're all around 22, 23, so this means there's another group coming now to back that up, which should help the club build from there.